Parsha Vayera, Tovshin Ayin Vov. And Parsha Vayera, in the beginning, we have the Myriad of Geinyan of Avram's unbelievable Mesiras Nefesh. His fantastic, his stupendous Mesiras Nefesh for the mitzvah of Achnosis Orchim. Now I was thinking, Agav, it's not really what I want to speak about today. But God, the Gemara says that he was talking with, Kodesh Baruch came to Mavaka Choyla, and there he is, with the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, Mamish. Can you imagine Ribbono Shel Olam sitting there talking to you, how you're doing, what's doing, how you're feeling? Rav says, sorry, Ribbono Shel Olam, got some business to take care. See you soon, Rabbi. And he runs out. Chazal say that from here, God Ochanos is Orchim Yisim Echavonos Vayashchin. It's unbelievable Zat. That what's the Pshat? The Pshat of God Ochanos is Orchim Yisim. You're with the Shchina. What could be better? That's the whole purpose. Tachos, right? Be with the Shchina. That's it. So the Poshet Taitrim, I just want to say, just that it's Agava, it just hit me. But the Gol HaNos Oroch, the Pshat, Rabbi said, is, I think the Taitrim, and this is a whole shmuz in itself, but the Tachlis in this world, in Olam Hazeh, the Tachlis is about to sit with the Eibishter, but it's through Pa'ulus, through action, through mitzvahs. The Heim, like the Mishnah says in Paragav, Heim are mitzvahs. And Avada, of course, comes to you and talks to you, and Avada, the thing, but that's received, but actually going out and doing a pa'ula of a mitzvah, especially Achnosis Orochim, which is doing for somebody else. The pa'ula of doing for somebody else is much better than the receiving. That's what the Godel, Ula, that's the Taish of the Godel Achnosis Orochim. But Lamais, we see a tremendous, fantastic, unbelievable act of Mesiras Nefesh of Avram. Avram goes out, Shlishi Lamila, his mom has just had an operation, a 99-year-old man, he's waiting, Pesach Ha'oyel, Kechoyim Hayoyim. And there it is, Rabbi Isai. Shoisha Anoshim come by, the Arabs, and dressed up as men. Bekitza Avram does every single act, unbelievable, serious nefesh. And the Torah elaborates on it, and the tremendous chusim that Avram has from it. Unbelievable chusim that Avram brings, as the Chazal Seli and the Gemara Bava Metzia Darshins, and Avram's tremendous, tremendous, every act that he did, Klal Yisrael paid back triple for it. Unbelievable act. He said, yeah, and in fact, they asked someone to bring the water, so that had to be done like they shliya. I mean, these actions, what Avram did in this situation, but say, was so unbelievable that it had such a ripple effect for Dairy Dairs. And yet, there's another tremendous act of chesed in this week's parasha, by say, which L'chaira is not really talked about in the Torah, but it's not really given the credit that should be done for it. It's not given the credit. We want to stand up here and we want to understand why isn't it given the credit for this act of chesed. What was this act of chesed? The parasha tells us there was a yid. I don't know what he was exactly. It was a person called Lot. Everybody heard of Lot? Not Lot. Lot. Everybody heard of Lot. There was a yid called Lot. He happened to be a nephew of Abraham. And this yid of Lot did an unbelievable act of chesed that kamat, maybe even bigger than the act of Ram did. So Ram was Mesiras Nefesh. Okay, his body wasn't physical. But Lot put himself in physical danger. You have to understand, everybody say, Lot lived in a land that's not, maybe this, that we don't even have any inkling to understand. Lot lived in a country, in a land, where not only they didn't want you to do chesed, not only did they didn't even have any, the laws in the land, they were against chesed. They weren't for chesed. They were totally, and chesed was something antithesis to them. It was totally opposite. It was totally negative. Rotzen, forget. They would take somebody. Everybody knows the stone beds. Some shiva beds are like that. All fit all purpose. No matter how tall you are, you have to fit into that bed. But the mice, the stone beds were that you came to visit stone. So if you were a little bit tall, you had to fit them down to size. You had a special guy who had a special knife to cut you down to size, literally. He would cut you down, and you fit into the bed. You might not be able to walk home, but you fit into the bed. And if you were too short, so there was a guy called the strangler, the stretcher. He knew how to stretch you. Till you stretched out the end of that bed, you're not going home. Lanky, they called him when he came out. He used to be a short, chubby guy. Came out. He went through the Stone's weight loss program. He was a skinny chicken when he came out. They have ways of getting you to be fit in. The kids are, this was Stein. And the person was caught. Katzak or so. Rashi says, unbelievable. Saw Riva Achaz. There was one lady that was caught giving some aprutet stalker. They strangled her to death. That was, in fact, the Mahalach in Stoim was, famous Mahalach, Eliezer came to Stoim, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin. Eliezer had a wrong. And Eliezer met up with somebody over there, and the guy beat up, he punched Eliezer, so he took him to Beis Din. So they told Eliezer, you have to pay. Huh? He hit me, punched me, caused me a wound. So, you know, in Stone works that way. If somebody hits you, you have to pay him. So he has to punch the judge in the face. He says, you pay him back. I owe you, now pay him. I owe him, you pay him. What does that have to? They punched him in the nose. He said, okay, she put it there of nothing. But anyway, that was talking about. I said, Emes. So he has to came, what's going on? So he punched the judge right in the nose. Listen, that's the way the law of the land. And Lloyd goes out and does the most unbelievable act of chesed. He goes out, he sees the malachim come to his town. And Lloyd goes out and he takes them in. Serious nefesh mamish. As he said, he held them at night. And he went out and baked them matzahs. All of a sudden, Lloyd's a big matzah baker. Lloyd's matzah bakery. I don't think he was baking. He bakes matzahs for them. It's Pesach, oh yeah, he starts baking matzahs for them. He gets them nice kettle wine, beautiful glasses. Manishtana, Allah. That's what they were singing, because in Manishtana, because in Stone there's no chesed. So they were singing Manishtana, Laila Zeh, we call Alaylas. And they were doing the Seder, he took care of them. The Sobel, and then the whole city comes, surrounds the houses. Give us the man, I'm going to kill you. What is you doing wrong? We want. He says, no, you know what? I'm not going to give up my thing. He sends out, here, take my daughters instead. Puts out his daughters outside. No, I'm saving the lives of these people. Unbelievable, Rabbi Sam. And later on, when the pasuk says, Hashem remembers Avram, when he was mahapach, the cities of stones of Christ, how do you remember Avram? He was matzalas loit. He was matzalas loit. Pliyatzuma. The source of loit to be saved was only, he has a source himself. I mean, He was an unbelievable Baal Chesed, Rabbi Yisrael. What's the pshat, Rabbi Yisrael, that the Torah doesn't give the credit to Lloyd for his tremendous act of Chesed?
No, Avram's
schus, because I'll say Avram, his fact that Avram was a great person, Hashem wanted to do something for Avram because he loved Avram so much. He said, you know what, I'll save your nephew. But Lamaisa, it says Mashmal didn't have any source. B'chol Rai, the Gemara Chazal say, Lloyd and his wife, the pasuk says, he weren't allowed to turn around. You turn around, salt shaker. You go into the salt shaker. You turn around right into the salt shaker, and that's what happened. She turned around. That's it. Out of Yom Resh, she became a pillar of salt. What's the pshat? Pshat was. They weren't saved. If you're not saved, you can't see the destruction. Chuzat had tremendous chuz. Like, was there any greater act? Most of the police, if we think about it, the act of serious nefesh of love was much greater than the act of. Okay, Avram was a sick. He had an operation, and he ran a chayim hayoyim. It was scorching hot, but the Almighty didn't have 10 billion Arabs around his house at his throat. And you better give me those things. We'll strangle you and the people. And he comes out, says, take it easy. And they were mamish about to strangle. They had blind them, the whole thing. There's no mention of it. No mention, no schuz. Unbelievable schuz. Tremendous schuz. zero. So I want to say a mahalach, Rabbi said. We said different. We said a different mahalach. In the other year, they will come back to that mahalach because the biggest soid over here, tremendous soid, Rabbi said, in the whole parasha of Loi, Rabbi said. There's a big, big yisoid, Rabbi said. There's a yisoid for life. That's what we try to bring out the shmuz, and that's just the vort, but it's also the yisoid, Rabbi said, for us to grow. That's what we're in this world here, Rabbi said. Otherwise, there are pizza stores out there that are looking for people to make. Put mushrooms on top of the pizzas. But if you're in yeshiva, come to yeshiva with purpose, Rabbi Yisai. You want to grow, you want to steig, and that's what Musa is all about, working on introspection. Think, the person learns the Parashat Torah, especially Sefer Bereishit, Rabbi Yisai. So much to be learned, there's so much to be had, and so much to gain, Rabbi Yisai. Sefer HaYashar, it teaches us direction. So you learn from the good, the others, and you learn from the bad also. You have to learn from the ways of people that weren't Yashar. Lot, Rabbi Yisai, getting back to Lot, Rabbi Yisai, he's one of the most interesting people that we've met. Rabbi Yisai, this Lot was not a Moisa Nefesh only now with the Ches, Rabbi Yisai. He was a Moisa Nefesh mitchilas that we learned about him. Chazal, the Pasuk says, the beginning of Lech Lecha, Hashem comes to Avram, Lech Lecha, Me'artzecha, Me'ladetecha, get out of your house, your parents' house, go, start traveling. Where? Don't know. It's not like we have a plane, a train, get on the train to your car, what's it called? Your Rav-Kav with Abraham Avini on the bottom, picture of him, no, you know, with a stick. Here, get on the Rav-Kav. What train is this? We're going to Be'er Sheva. Go down to Be'er Sheva on the bus, 461 bus to Be'er Sheva for the Takanat Merkazit. With dawn, you get camels, Rabbi Yisai. Get on the camel, travel for days, months. You don't know where you're going. There's no roads, there's nothing. Where am I? Okay, Beseda. So I have to go now. We'll travel through Europe. I know where I'm going. Get out there and start walking. Where? No answer. Just walk. Okay. It's the hardest thing. Okay, ask her, go. It's a tremendous desire. You don't know where to go. Alright, I'm going to show you where it is. We don't get there. Just walk. Let's go straight ahead in that direction. 4,000 miles by foot. Okay, but Avram, okay, at least had a tzivui. Hashem came to him. Okay. But we know, the Pasuk says, Lot went with him. Lot wasn't mitzvah to go with him. Lot wasn't expected to go with him. Lot went, bin Yisoyim Godel to go with him, Rabbi Yisai. To be with his great, with his uncle, the Godel Hador, he wants to be with him, he wants to be his Talmud, and he so much he wanted to be his Talmud, Rabbi Yisai. So much he wanted to be his Talmud that he's ready to go to any land, you tell a guy, you know, come to join me in my new yeshiva. Where is it? I don't know yet. This is Applebaum's. We don't know where it's going to be. Okay, Rebbe, wherever you go, we're going. Everybody remembers the famous comment of Rus. Wherever you go, I'll go. He doesn't know where. Unbelievable, Rabbi says. Such a serious nefesh of Lot. And Rashi says that when he went, Rashi says there's a later Rashi. Rashi said at that time when he went, kosher haya. They have to understand, Rabbi Yisai. If the Torah says if some guy, you know, who's not so trustworthy, he's been caught on fraud, on his tax evasion, and he's been put in jail a few times, he tells you, listen, I'm telling you, this meat is kosher. I'm telling you. My hands crossed, it's kosher. So you know, I got trust. You have a flashing, so you go into a store, is this the kosher deli? Yeah, why not? You look in the window, you see that thing flashing, kosher. You know, with the menorah singing, you know, na 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 na. You have a beautiful menorah in the front thing. It's Purim, but the menorah is still there. It's a kosher store. How do you know? Flesh and kosher. You know, it's kosher. Or you come into a bagel store. Is this sure kosher? Sure, he says for sure. Well, look, Baba Sal is on the wall. He said, you know, the guy says to me, if Baba Sal will be serving, you'll be on the wall. I'll eat. But if you're serving, Baba Sal is on the wall, I have problems. Bekitza. But he says, what are you, he wants to story. He's not kosher. Look who's on the wall. Baba Sali, Tavana Pukaseira. Yeah? What are you talking about? It's not kosher store. Look at them. They're all looking on us. The Baba Chereb is in that corner. We have everybody here. The whole Mayatis Gdalia Taira are in this falafel store. Dig in. Bit of more hummus. So, okay. Kosher. It's kosher. So obviously, you know, it's a joke, Rabosai. It's kosher, it's not kosher. I once went into a restaurant over here. I was trying to go and take out my wife one night, one time. We went to some restaurant, all the guys were talking about it. So, you know, we have, okay, for once in a while, once a blue moon, we take my wife out. They come in, I see that everybody's eating away, digging in to that, whatever is going on over there. And I look on their head, too, that's her shirt, it's like 2 years old. I go into the guy, you know, I say, everybody's eating away, hot dog, whatever they're eating over there. I go into the restaurant, I say to the guy, without, he has no keeper on, the guy isn't telling us how kosher everything is, but you could trust him. I don't know, they say he's Jewish, even though his name is Muhammad. But anyway, so he's in front, he's in the cash, but he's telling everything's kosher. Yeah, I'll show you, he shows me the receipt, all the meat he bought. The Arab shuk, oh, that's the wrong one, Arab shuk. Okay, oh, here it is, Super Shuk. Meat from Super Shuk. I said, can I speak to the mashkiach? He said, yeah. I said, we're getting it. Don't worry, we're getting in. It's coming in the mail. It's a little bit slow. It's 3 years late. But anyway, so I said, can I speak to the mashkiach? He said, I see, I look in the back, all these Arabs and who knows, are cutting wheat, cutting, you know, doing all everything over there in the back. I speak to the mashkiach. He's not with us right now, but here's his number. I call him up. He's at a wedding. I say, enjoy the wedding. Then I said, but he said, there's another mashkiach. I call him up. He's in Ma'ariv, he doesn't answer. They say he's in Ma'ariv, maybe he's in Shachris, whatever he is, the Lysa, wherever he is, he's not there. No one's there. There's no Tudas Hashem on the place. And everybody, kosher, kosher, kosher. It's blinking in the window. We gotta be careful, but I say kosher. That was a commercial for kosher food. Anyway, but at the end of the day, the Torah HaKadosh is made. Not some guy. Not even a rabbi. The Yibonei Shalom Ba'atzma Yichvoido says, Lloyd was kosher. He was kosher. That means you can't get better kosher than that. I'll give my money over to Lloyd. I'll trust in my kid in the cheder. Torah said he's kosher. And yet, Lloyd went to the lowest of lowest of Yisrael, the lowest madrega. So we know that Avadat had to do with the fact that he was Chemdas Mamun, he got very rich. He went down Mitzrayim. It's all number one shmuz we spoke about many years ago. And we know it had to do with the fact that he had a taivas noshim, he had a taivas for that stuff also. Because Chazal said, Kol mi shelo et acharei arayis, besoif, they give him from his own bus, so that's why he, soif in the parasha, Chazal said he lived with his daughters. It had to do with that. That was deep in even though he didn't see it. But l'mai sa soif ha-shaldover, Rabbi Yisai. He was a Talmud Muvak of Avram. Why did that help? So Chazal tells in last week's parasha, he decided, all of a sudden, I don't need a Rebbe anymore. Shalom, Rebbe. I'm on my own. I learned enough. It's time to pass on to the next level of life. And this level is without a Rebbe. We don't have Rebbes anymore. It's old fashioned. And if we have a Rebbe, it's me, myself, and I'm the Rebbe. So I decide now, and I'm paskin it. He said, I don't need Avram, I don't need his God. And he takes a trip, and he goes off. Avram says, listen, I'm there for you all the time. But Lot says, see you later, Uncle Sam, Uncle Abe. I'm heading out to Sodom and Amora, a very holy place. I'll see you later. We'll see how successful I am establishing my Kehillah and Saturn. Okay, he goes out, establishes Kehillah, he goes out. But the biggest story over here, but what I want to get out, which is the Scottish to me now also, and Bemis, a lot of times when we're learning, we spoke about, in this week, a big story for the Mesilas Yisharim. The Mesilas Yisharim says a tremendous story, and he says like this, that a person has to go in this world, he must spend time making making introspection. He must think. He must spend time thinking about his life, thinking about his ways. And he talks about over there that you need to spend, you need to convey a time for that. You need to take out a specific time for it, and it has to be done the right way. For he says that if a person does not do it, he's going to be guaranteed, he's going to get lost. Because this world, Toshesh Choshech Vihi Loila. The Shem made Choshech Vihi Loila, Zot Gemara Bamitziya, Zu Oilam Hazesh Adoyim Loila. This world is compared to the night. And what does it mean, the night? This world is compared to the night, says the Mishnah Lashon, that at night a person cannot see good. He can't see good. So with all your, with all a person's knowledge and his brain capacity and everything, but at night it's not going to help you. If you're going down a dark road, you're going to either crash or fall off a cliff because there's no lighting out there. So you could be the smartest guy in the world, it's not going to help when there's no lighting. And the same thing, Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is a world that is totally dark. Even it could be broad daylight out there. Because just like the night perverts a person's vision, Zoktim says, Hashem, this world perverts a certain visions. And he says there's two main mistakes that will occur because of that perversion and because of that blindness and darkness. What are the two mistakes? One is you won't see the rock. Guy's walking at night, he trips and falls over 10 times. A big stone. What happened? It's dark, you can't see it. So too, there are things out there, stumbling blocks, things that are going to put you, are going to knock you down. If you can't see it, you're going to fall, even in broad daylight, because that's Olam Hazeh. It schleps you in, and it messes you up, and mixes you up, and you just fall and stumble, and you can't get back on your feet, because it's dumb. But there's a worse mistake, says Moshe Yashar. Okay, if you didn't see it, you're not so bad. But sometimes, he said, the night can make, pervert your vision in a way that you do see something. But you see something and you see it wrongly, and it's much, much worse when you see it wrongly. Because when you see it wrongly, when you make that mistake and you didn't see it, okay, I didn't see it, the next time I'll be more careful, I know in this area. But when you think that something is something else, when you think that this person out there is you think it's a person and you bump into him by mistake and it happens to be a beam, a hard beam, and you have a big bump on your head because of it, so you made a mistake now. In the perversion was a different perversion that you thought something was, you saw it clearly, but you're seeing it a wrong way. And the Sefer Shalom says that's the koyach of Olam Hazeh. It could take you and not only make you not see, but it could take you and make you see something, and you could think the whole time that it's like this, and it's totally opposite. And there's a much worse mistake. And why? And this is the mistake of Loit. Because Loit didn't only leave Avram. Lloyd made a shita out of his mistake. Now you have to realize, a person can make mistakes in life. There's a thing called an eraser. You see this? There's no people use pencils anymore. But in my time, back in the 1800s, there was a thing called a pencil. There was a pencil and an eraser. Now you know this eraser, but here it is. Anyway, this is the eraser. You know this business of just this little thing? $1 billion business it was. Today, you stand in with the white app, now it's the delete button. You know, just the delete button, you know how much money they make just making that delete button? I want to say, if you just focus on that for a second, millions of dollars are based on what? Mistake. This whole business is based on one thing. If you're writing and you're not making any mistakes, we don't need this. Chuck it out, George. But if you're writing and you make a mistake, you need an eraser. Billions of dollars! That means millions and billions of mistakes. That means a man is prone to mistakes. So if you make a mistake, don't get upset, Rabbi Sad. Join the crowd! Join the eraser business. If you make a mistake, you're in the eraser business. Delete it. It's normal to make a mistake. But there's something much deeper of it. If you make a mistake and you make a shita out of that mistake, then I'm not wrong. What are you talking about? If you make a shita out of that mistake, if you say, you know what, this is supposed to be that way, that's the right way, then Rabbi Sai, then there's no chance to correct. There's no chance for tshuva. There's no chance to get to the right place. And that's why I think I'm considering the Sefer Shalom's second mistake. The first mistake, you didn't see it. You tripped. Okay, it's a mistake.
could fix it up next time, to be more careful, this. But if you see something wrong, and that's how you perceive it, so you're going to live that way your whole life, because you were created in your mind, this is how it's supposed to be. That's the pshat, because in Lloyd's mistake. And that's the pshat, but I say, after the whole maisa, but I say, an unbelievable thing, but I say, it doesn't make any sense. Lloyd, get out of the city. Don't take anything with you. The billion-dollar man running out with a barrel on his bottom. No pants either. No tie. Get the barrel on and get out. Put a towel on, float, and get out of here. Nothing. Can't take anything. Billion's a mansion. Chandeliers in the toilet. Give me one chandelier. Nothing. You can't take even the handle, the golden flushing toilet handle. Can't take it with you. Tries to pull it off, pulling him away. Get out of the toilet, Lope. We gotta run. He's trying to pull off that handle, the golden handle, sell for $1 million. Get out of there! We gotta get out of here. Lope, you pull him out of the bathroom. He's trying to take down the chandelier. 1 second! No seconds, we gotta get you out. Zero. He's left with zero. I want to tell him about Lloyd and Stummer, a boy side, had a unbelievable liquor cabinet in Stummer. Bigger than a much bigger than Lloyd, he was a billionaire. He had a nice liquor cabinet. And he also had in the basement a wine cellar. 1918! 7,000 bottles! He goes into the Ma'ara, Rashi says, Mizdamin lo yayin. Slichah mechilah. They had a Mizdamin lo yayin. Look, where's your wine cellar? Not one bottle he could take. Just one, but he goes down to the wine cellar. One Jack Daniels! Yaakov Daniel. Bring it out! Not even a bottle cap of Jack Daniels. They had Mizdamin Loiva Ma'ara. He couldn't take nothing with him. Zero. He's left with zero running into Ma'ara. So I have a question. The Malachim say, Lloyd, Pasha the Eitzah, go back to your Uncle Abe. He's waiting for your open arms. He had success. The guy has nothing now. He doesn't have a family. Half the Oilam stayed back. They're swept up, burnt out to the crisp, toast. His sons-in-laws, doesn't keep with some sake, it was a big joke. The joke's on them. They're burnt to a crisp toast. He has nothing left. Him and his two daughters, wife, salt shaker, nothing's left. He's running out with his two daughters. There's nothing left for him. He has no money, not a bottle cap, nothing. He barely has a belt. He's running out of the thing. Go back to Rome! You see, in front. Oh. He makes a cheshbon. Well, if I'm going to be by Avram, they're going to see that I'm not. Maybe I should go there and I'll be a big tzaddik. Fool! You've lost it all. You saw it. Your whole dream. You're going out to do Kiriv and Seth Adam. You're going. It's all gone. Everything's gone. No wife, no this, nothing, no money, nothing. Everybody by Avram, you had it all. You went down, you saw it in front of his eyes. Teretz is the Efshiba Avram Yeshmilakov. When he made that decision, Parashas Lech Lecha, he decided deep down that this can't be the way. He saw the Amid and he thought it was a man. He saw the man and thought it was an Amid. He decided this isn't the camp Efshi. It's not Shaiach. This could be the way. That's what he made his mind. Instead of, okay, he made a mistake, Lo. You went down, you saw you lost it all. Go back and do tshuva now. Can't go back to Avram. It's not Shai. Yefshi, because he made in his mind a shita. Once you make that shita, it's over. O-V-E-R. It's over. And that was Lloyd's terrible mistake. That's when Sil Shom says, without a cheshbon, without a rebbe, without someone to help you along, to make the proper cheshbon shel oilam, you're not only going to make a mistake. You make a mistake, it's a terrible thing. But mistakes are prone. We make mistakes. Erasers, Rabbosa. Join the eraser business. Everybody makes mistakes. The Aruch HaSadikim says that's why Rabbi Yechonia ben Akana, we learned him, used to make a tefillah when he went into the base of Medrash. I shouldn't say a Torah. We don't make tefillahs, but say for once in a million year thing. So the Aruch HaSadikim, because man is prone to mistakes. That's why we make a tefillah. Rabbi Yechonia ben Akana, Shelo Yomah Tamei Torah. We make mistakes. We need a tefillah. Abba Rabbi Yisai, make mistakes, but don't make them twice. Don't make that shita.
don't become that man that decides that this has to be the way. It's wrong, but he's still going with that way, Rabbi Yisrael. He goes into the mountains and he ends his life. He loses Avram forever. Because Avram, once Avram hears that he lives with his daughters, Avram says, that's it. Ad Khan, I could keep up, we could stay in yeshiva. But Ad Khan, there's red lines, even in Applebaum. That's it. He lives with his daughters, there's no more. It's it. Avram says, I'm out of here. No more. And that's it. He loses Avram forever. And he had the opportunity. The Malcolm said, go back to Avram. But he made a sheet out of it. A sheet out of it. And I want to say, Gavaldik Gavaldik, my son. So if you make a shita, so what's the mice we asked at the beginning of the shmuz, what about all the chesed? Unbelievable seriousness of the chesed. So I want to tie it by saying that the chesed of Loit was all because it was part of his shita to stay in Loit. He, in Stoyim, he made a shita that Stoyim is the right place to be. I'm going to do chesed. But he realized he's not foolish, not an idiot. Even with all his EFSHI, and he understands it's a Rebbeinu Shlom. And if Malachim come and say they're destroying the city, they're destroying the city. So Lloyd understood, even before he swears, he knew that things are not so handy-dandy over there. But Lloyd knew also one thing, Rabbi Yisrael. Lloyd knew, because he learned he was in Avram's house, and he stood there. He knew Hashem loves one thing. What does God love? Chesed. He saw how much Hashem loves all the Nisim. He knew. He's not an idiot. He learned by his Rebbe. And he saw by his Rebbe one thing. Chesed protects. So Lloyd, Chazal said that day, he became a judge in the city. He became a judge. Now, I want to say a whole shtickle toy over here. That the fact he became a judge wasn't accidental. Meaning he had a whole agenda over here. He wants to become a judge. And he had an idea how he's going to keep Stom alive. Because if he's going to put in some acts of chesed, because it says over there, you became a judge, or you're changing the laws. That was his first thing. Why do you have the audacity to try to bring the people to his house? Because he that day became the judge. And he realized that maybe I can go ahead and, start this minug. He saw it wasn't accepted. It was a minug shalom iskava akal. They came to explain to him, we're not accepting this minute. Rashi says later on that his wife said, oh, why don't you turn into a pillar of salt? So Rashi, oh, you want to, because he told to bring salt for the malachim. You want to try to give this minute? He forced her to be maskim to have at least that. You want to try to bring that minute, also give them salt? He was trying to enhance. And that's why he went to the out. It's a pillar of the gazach, Rabbi said. Come on, Lord. Okay, I understand. You want to be a nice man. They can't surround the house. Here's my daughters. Do whatever. What are you, out of your marbles? What are you, not normal? Yeah, okay. They can't surround the house. Here's my daughters. Do whatever you want. What are you, a mashugana? And the Torah writes this. We're dealing with a guy off his marbles. Okay. We're carrying the tent. You better stop the oruch and send them out of the house. Here, take my daughters. Do whatever and kill them. Right? Are you shaita? And the Torah writes is like the Torah is a lesson book. It's not a chas v'shalom. We don't tell you. Teretz Yisrael, he wanted to show how much he's ready, Moshe Nevesh v'Chesed, to save the shtot. It was outside. The shtot. His whole shita. So man, lefiz zera boisai. I want to tie in a chiddush otzum that this whole thing of the chesed wasn't talked. There was no. It wasn't credited. Because it was all the else that he wanted to do his shita, his fakum to shita, that he has to stay in stay. It wasn't a chesed, a shame chesed. It was a chesed. All these acts of a serious nefesh on chesed was a chesed. Kedei they should keep his shita alive. Oh, we gotta live. Mamshich, the mahalach of stay. Memela. It wasn't nachshav his klum because it was all a shame. And that's why his act of Mesiris Nefesh, unbelievable act of Mesiris Nefesh, it was all one to save. And that's what Rashi says. He was up the whole night trying to convince them, don't kill out Stein. They have good milers over here. Listen, they only tear off your head. They leave the eyeballs. And he was trying to lay a lot of tzchus on them until he saw that they're surrounding the house. He tries to do my, you know, he said, listen, it'll get better over here. I became a judge over here. And Maisa will change the laws. Then he saw, oh yeah, you're going to be a judge over there. Yeah, you better get out of here with your life. And mainly his whole act of chesed was all
But when you saw it, you always say over Rabbi Yisrael. That's the mahalach of the sugya. Rabbi says we have to understand, Rabbi Yisrael, that this is a big yisoid. Rabbi Yisrael, this whole yishmu is unbelievable yisoid. Rabbi Yisrael, that two things. First of all, you got to. We're learning Mishul Sharm now. Bo cheshbon, you got to make a cheshbon. A guy could be going, and he's going, and his GPS is telling him go this way. He turns around, he's 4 hours out of the way. The GPS made a mistake. And he went all the way to the wrong thing. He was going to Caroline Street, and instead of Caroline Street in North Virginia, he's going down the block to Kensington. And there he is. And, wow, it's taking a long time to get to Kensington. It's taking out of the way. The GPS is wrong. It's off mark. It's the wrong address. Why? He knows see good. We make mistakes. Olam Hazeh makes mistakes. That you have also you try not to make mistakes. That's you have to make a cheshbon. You have to boil cheshbon. But you have to realize, Rabbi Yisrael, the worst is when a person makes a shita. He makes the mistake. No, it's founded. I'm going to go with Karev Yefshi. But like, I don't. Avram's not the one for me. Anything but Avram. I'm going to start a new kehillah. I'm going to go out to North Dakota. I'm going to Karev everybody. Everybody out there, all the animals, I'm going to carve everybody out there, the he's, the she, everybody, I'm going to do kiruv, and I'm doing everything, I'm gavaldik, without any guidance, without anything, everybody's that, sefer shel dova, efes, everything's lost, the person needs a rebbe, a person needs hadracha, a person has to be a cheshbon, because all's at stake, everybody, this is so powerful, because all's at stake, Lot lost it all, everybody, everything, besides the kashmias. Ruchnius, he could have been a Talmud Mufik of Rome, he could have been a person that was Mamshich, Koshahaya, he was a Talmud Mufik, he went with him, and Sefer Shel Dova, zero, left with nothing. No Gashmias, no Ruchnius, an old man who ended up in a cave by himself, living with his daughters. That was his Sefer Shel Dova, Hashem, and Avram ran away from him because of that. He got what he wanted at the end. The greatest man in the world who was dead for him, every step of the way, my small, I'll be for you every second. Never again. No shachas with him again. You got what you wanted, Lo, because you made a shita. Efshi by Avram. I don't need Avram. You have to understand, Rabbi Yisrael. You make a mistake, but don't make it into a shita. Don't make him a hachachayim. Talk to Rabbeim. Talk to friends. Have a friend. Have a chover. Have a rebbe. Talk. Make sure that we're going in the right path. Make sure we're going in the right way. And we'll make a whole mahachachayim around that way. If we make a shita, we'll make a whole how it's MS and it's good, and it's good. And we're going, pushing the wrong way. But it's a scary thing. You gotta make a cheshbon, and you gotta have people to help you with that cheshbon. But the last thing I want to say, everybody says also, that how did Lord know that chesed helps? Gears to the Yankas, that we said a whole shmooze about last year, just a big yisur, because at the end of the day, he did ches, he understood ches is important. How do you know ches is important? Again, he worked it out for his machshav, how to use it. But how do you know ches was important? And he was right that ches is important. But then he used it in the wrong way, and it didn't help. How did he know that? Gears to the Yankas, he learned it from his early days. He learned it by Avram, Rabbi said, this is one of the most important shmuzes that we gave, and I don't have no time to elaborate, but a person has to realize, Rabbi said, you're young, I'm an old guy already, not that old, but you're young, Rabbi said, you have the years, here's to the Yankasa, you have the years right now, Rabbi said, to pound away in Torah, in Avodah, in Hashkofa, to gain, Rabbi said, don't waste your time. Going here, going, you have nothing from it. Everybody's talking about me. I ate at every restaurant in Eretz Yisrael this year. I was in Papagayo's. I ate unlimited until I threw it all up and I came back for more. You know, I threw up 7 times and I was so sick, but I ate 16 steaks and I made sure they had a loss. On that night in Papagayos. That's why he came out of Shabbos with indigestion, we said. A guy comes out of Shabbos, it's such a how holy day, so much to get out of Shabbos. What did you come out of Shabbos this week? Where did you come out? I was eating Pepto-Bismol all month of Shabbos. That was my whole game from Shabbos. I was on the bathroom, they had a knock on the door. I was in from Chatzos Laila till Aloysia Shachar in the bathroom. Anybody alive in there? That was my Shabbos. I ate at 6 kiddushes, 4 chulants, and Baruch Hashem, I had a gavaldik. Sorry, my stomach was a little bit. Gavaldik of Shabbos. You have so much time to accomplish these days. But the gears, everything you get in now, it goes into the bloodstream. It goes into the bloodstream. Whatever you pull in now, you get older, it's harder to learn new things. This and that. Now you're younger, but it's fresh.
Chaperayim, Rabbi said, Torah, Chaperayim, Musa, Chaperayim, whatever you get, that's going to be with you forever, Rabbi said, take it forever. Shvizeich, Rabbi said, to learn the lessons. Yesed to the Gius and the Yankas, to learn the Shtai, to understand our Tafkin, Olam Hazem.